Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The problem, Brian Bonner, with UFOs, as you realize, is that we're dealing with random, unpredictable events.
Exactly.
And it's not something you can go into a laboratory and reproduce it.
Right. Now, let's assume, let's go completely on the absolute believer side. Let's assume that extraterrestrials are here. I'm not going to say they're real because I'm with you guys. They have to be real. There's too much time and space out there for something else to not have popped up. But if they're here, you would think in the, like you said, a couple thousand years, something would have been left behind. We need that physical proof. And extraterrestrials are one of the few things, you know, with ghosts, you can't come up with tangible proof. I can't take a ghost into the lab. However, with UFOs, there has to be some sort of a physical piece of a UFO, or like I said earlier, even a body. But,
well, why though? I mean, there is proof takes different forms. So subjective evidence isn't not valid. It's not something that you can simply write off as meaningless. And it is used in the scientific field on a regular basis, particularly in medicine, where when a particular kind of medicine is administered to a patient, they will take it for so much time and they will be asked how it makes them feel. And that particular evidence is used to decide on whether or not that medication will passed their tests. And additionally, part of the scientific method is observation. We understand how we see things really well. Generally speaking, we don't see things unless there is something there to see. We understand how optics works, how the eye works, how our sensory receptors work, and all of those can be explained scientifically. If we're talking about UFOs and seeing a UFO, there's nothing unscientific in principle about the idea of interstellar travel and beings coming here in some sort of craft. So this is an entirely different sort of subject than, say, something like ghosts, which really there is no logical way to say that that's even possible. So what about this idea that, well, at least some things in the paranormal are possible and more reasonable to believe than other things because some things just aren't possible to begin with?
Oh, absolutely. Now, I will say over the years, the one thing I have noticed is if you take away the cognitive bias that people have from usually their culture, you know, are they expecting a ghost or are they expecting an alien? And if you look at these cases, a lot of the times, barring seeing a UFO, the symptoms or the whatever it is that you would like to call it that are happening are very similar to each other. You know, I could tell you about several ghost cases that it could boil down to being UFO if you thought it was a UFO.
Let's do that. Let's talk about one of those. I'd love to hear one of those.
Strange lights coming in the windows, objects moving around by themselves.
Have you got a particular case you can outline for us?
I'm kind of giving you some like group answers here.
Yeah. Okay, but, well, we can stick to, you know, just
well,
you
know, and that's
the general principle, but sometimes it's nice to hear a story, too.
Right. And, you know, we've had a lot of people who have, we'll say, what appear to be electrical problems. So, you know, we've had houses that lights are turning on and off by themselves. one house we had not only lights turning on and off by themselves, but what appeared to be doorknobs shaking, but they didn't know what was on the other side because they were too terrified to look, so there may have been something in the house. Things disappearing and reappearing at later times. The sounds of things running around in the house. And, you know, if you look at this and go, we have ghosts, you could definitely say, you know, this meets all the criteria for being a haunting. But you can also say we have aliens, and it's just as likely.
Or is it? That's the thing that I was just trying to get at earlier, is like, okay, well, aliens, yeah, it could be, because there's really nothing that we can say that is implausible or impossible about the idea that aliens could be visiting our world. Alien visitation is entirely within the realm of scientific possibility. Life after death, not so much.
Not so possible, right. Now, if you take things into consideration, I'll wave the Drake equation around here for a second. In the amount of time that we, and we're using numbers that we have, so there's a lot of really bad variables in there. But given what we know and what we know about how long it takes for life to get to what we would assume to be the ability of interstellar travel, there just hasn't been enough time. And the other question, and you kind of nailed it earlier, if they were to, the amount of energy that would need to be expended to get here, and yes, I mean energy, the technology that would be required, unless it's something that's completely outside of our mindset, would be astronomical. You know, that's one of the reasons that a lot of the scientists are saying the first thing we encounter would probably be more likely a robotic type thing, because they would be able to take the time to get here. So,
yeah, there's some assumptions there.
Right.
It depends on how far away they are.
Exactly.
They did have the Orion project that they had conceived of that could have been built by now if they'd started back in the 60s when they first conceived of it, that would get us to our nearest star system, which is Proxima. Like, Gene, you mentioned that earlier, and they have found that there are planets there now, so we don't know if any life exists on them, but that's only 4.2 light years at half the speed of light even, which is still really fast for us. But, I mean, even at half the speed, that's only 8 years. That's well within the lifespan of a human.
Well, and the question is,
so it's not that impossible.
No, but if they are visiting, why don't we know more about it? Why haven't, I mean, you can go into government cover-ups and things like that, but, I mean, realistically, why isn't it earth-shattering news that they're here? Why doesn't everybody realize it? Why does it seem to be taken as more of a fringe science?
Well, the U.S. Navy's not taking it as a fringe science anymore.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I'm finding interesting. Over the past probably 10 years, a lot of governments have been releasing their UFO files. But even with what they have, there's nothing conclusive. I mean, everybody starts going crazy, going, hey, they're finally releasing their information. And even when they do, there's nothing absolutely earth-shattering. I mean, there's some cool things and things that we can look at and try and figure out what they may be, but everybody treats it like they're going to, you know, wheel out an alien for us, and it just doesn't happen.
And it may not happen.
That's a possibility, too.
Despite the fact that I am one of those believers, not simply from my own personal experience, but from all of the research I've done and looking at it from a critical thinking perspective, I just think it's way too unreasonable to think that it's not happening.
By the way, you know what's going to happen? Brian Bonner is going to hang with us after the show to do After the Paracast, which is available to subscribers to the Paracast Plus. Friendly skeptic Brian Bonner joining Gene and Randall means you're in
the Paracast.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Let's continue as Randall asks a question of Brian Bonner. Go ahead, please.
So, given that I, as a believer, believe that it is happening, or at least has happened in the past, I don't know that today, right now as we speak, it's happening. For all I know, the best cases happened back in the 60s and 50s, when people were tracking them on radar and radar visual, we had pilots that see them, chase them while two radar stations are tracking them simultaneously while people are watching them with binoculars from the tower. That's good enough for me that they're there, that this is no longer any question of some kind of hallucination or misperception or something like that. I think that for sure they've been here, but who's to say that they're still here? Well, we just don't know.
What you're describing there has always been a thing that I've talked to people about with the definition of UFO. What you are describing is truly a UFO, unidentified. People jump to the conclusion of, if I don't know what it is, it must be X. And to say that we have seen things, heard things, tracked things, whatever it may be, that we don't know what they are, either because of conditions, because it was something that we don't know, whatever it may be, absolutely. But in order to be, you know, accepted as extraterrestrials, for example, you need more than that. And I'll be the first person to say, do I think extraterrestrials exist? They have to. Could they be coming here? Possibly, but I would think that, you know, A, we would have more physical evidence, but, you know, going back to what you said, if they were here, why would they stop? Other than they just found us not that interesting and moved on.
And that is a real possibility. Or maybe they left some automated probe-type ships here and their mothership is long gone. I mean, they don't necessarily have to come from another star system right away. Maybe their star system went nova 100 million years ago and they're just roaming the galaxy as space nomads in big motherships and happen to stop off at the odd planet now and then, and we just happen to get visited and now they're gone.
Well, and especially even 70 years ago, our technology has increased so much over those years that we may have, even more so than we would be now, be considered absolutely insignificant. So is it possible? Sure. But the scientific world, the people that, you know, are going to write the history books to say this is what happened, need more. It's just like I was saying with ghostly experiences. If you have that personal experience, hold on to it, because that's a really cool experience to have. But you can't prove or disprove those.
Well, now we're back to proof again, though.
Yeah,
I mean, really, all proof is evidence sufficient to justify belief in a claim.
Exactly.
So some you know, for some people, you need X type of evidence and X amount of it. And for other people, you need X amount of a different type of evidence.
Right.
And so it becomes a question of which one carries the most weight. And so we need to put these things in perspective. I think there is a hierarchy of reasonableness when it comes to explanations. You know, well, like maybe none of them are right, but some of them are more likely to be more right than others, and some of them are probably just completely wrong because, as I was saying before, they just aren't possible in the way we normally think of them.
Exactly. But at the same time, given our limited understanding of pretty much everything, it's hard to say what is and what isn't probable. I mean, is it likely? Probably not. But is it possible? Is it probable? Maybe. As we evolve, as our science moves forward, we're discovering things that would have sounded like absolute magic 50 years ago. But how do we use this to investigate? How do we use this to look at the claims? And, you know, that's really where we need to start looking. What do we consider evidence? And, you know, what's the difference between evidence and a belief system? Or just a belief? Is it okay to believe in ghosts? Sure, as long as you're not hurting anybody. Is it okay to not believe in ghosts? Same answer.
Well, I guess, there we go. We have to define, like what you were saying about UFOs, the definition of UFO. This drives me totally nuts because what most people think of it as the definition is totally not what it is when you actually look at the field itself and how it was defined by the United States Air Force. We've got a very clear definition there that adds up to it can't really be anything else but an alien craft. Ghosts, on the other hand, what exactly are we talking about there? Are we assuming some sort of life essence of a formerly living physical human being?
Well, my question with the UFO thing is, jumping from the conclusion of I don't know what it is to it has to be extraterrestrial.
Yeah, no, that's way too big.
That is a big jump.
Yeah.
Just because something is outside of our understanding, like I say, 50 years ago, hand somebody a cell phone and tell them that they need to surf the internet with it. It's just not in their mindset. So are we seeing something that's naturally occurring and we just don't understand what it is? It's outside of our current knowledge. Or, you know, the other possibilities of, you know, is it a spaceship? Is it something interdimensional? Is it something, you know, there's so many other, yeah, I'll use the word science-y possibilities.
Well, where do you stand on the whole interdimensional thing? There's another one that drives me nuts, where people say, oh, it's from another dimension. Well, and they use that just like quantum. It's like another buzzword that I don't think people really get.
Well, they don't. I mean, and the example I'll use for that, and you know, I use the multidimensional because it's kind of a, like you say, it's a generic answer. But, you know, a good example, something that is, you know, a 4D object, you're only going to be able to see a shadow of it, for example. So could something, you know, be bouncing around completely physical between, quote, dimensions? Probably not, because it breaks the laws of physics. But then I have to go back to it breaks the laws of physics as we know them. So that's the part of staying open to all reasonably, you know, reasonable explanations.
Wow, because now you're being more open than I would, because I would shut the door on some of these things at a certain point. Like, well, when we start talking about 4D, for example.
Let's do our break here, guys. We'll get back to it. More to come with Gene, Randall, and Brian. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's negotiators have been working with Congress after talks with lawmakers over a massive COVID-19 bill collapsed again. President Trump says things are finally coming together.
Could be by the end of the week. They're being drawn by the lawyers right now. They work very nicely. It would be nice to be able to do it with a Democrat.
He says he has executive orders ready to go to address evictions and unemployment insurance, as well as student loans. Democratic leaders say executive orders are insufficient in meeting the needs of the pandemic. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It doesn't cover opening of schools. It doesn't cover testing. It doesn't cover dealing with rental assistance. It doesn't cover elections. It doesn't cover so many things. There's a long list. I could go on and on and on.
This is USA Radio News. Crews have recovered the remains of 7 Marines and 1 sailor who died more than a week ago when their amphibious assault vehicle sank off the coast of California. The 15th Marine Expedition Unit said late on Friday that bodies would be transported to the Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. At that point, they'll be released to their families. 16 service members were on board the vessel when it sank July 30th near the coast of San Clemente Island. The body of Lance Corporal Guillermo Perez was immediately recovered. 7 other people survived. Officials discovered the sunken AAV and the bodies during a search on Tuesday. The Marines were investigating the cause of the sinking. Heat and humidity that are building across much of the plains and Midwest are fuel for thunderstorms that will be developing this weekend. Thunderstorms rolled across the upper Midwest on Friday, bringing heavy rain and locally strong winds to places like Duluth, Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
I know we can spend weeks on interdimensional stuff, but until we can really prove that ET really comes from the 97th dimension or Earth 43. Earth 43, that's a good one, isn't it, Brian Bonner? Maybe UFOs come from Earth 43?
I would think it would be 42, but yeah. Kind of where I was headed with this is we've had a lot of cases that, looking at the explanations and where I was headed with, we need to be able to be open to different explanations. We have had several cases over the years that, you know, meet the criteria for ghostly phenomenon, kind of like you pointed out. That's kind of a hard pill to swallow. However, what's causing that? You know, there's a lot of people out there that are having these experiences. So just because it's something that's highly improbable, something has to be happening that's causing these people to report these things happening. So we need to look at other explanations. And we have found a lot of different causes for different cases. I'll give you some examples. We had a woman who thought that she had an invisible cat that visited her on a nightly basis. She told us about how it would come up and it would curl up at the top of her head, and she would play with this cat all the time. That's intriguing to me. If there's a phantom cat at the house, I want to see it. So we set up all of our cameras and looked around and got everything ready to go, told her to go to her usual bed routine, and she went in and laid down. And we went in and immediately looked at the pharmacy that she kept in her medicine cabinet, which turned out to be an absolute cocktail of some amazing pharmaceuticals. She laid down and didn't move the entire night. It sounds kind of creepy, but I've watched a lot of people sleep over the years, and people roll around, they move, they get up, they go to the bathroom. There's a lot of activity from people during the night. She didn't move one muscle until the morning. And then she got up and told us about all of the things that had happened that night. She got up. She was annoyed by the invisible cat that was with her. It definitely came down to the cocktail of medications that she was on. But we've had other people that have other experiences. We've had, you know, a case where there were two very elderly women who were having experiences of what one of them referred to as giant, like, basically bugs wandering through the house. You know, we kind of rolled it down to an extremely high electromagnetic source that we ran some experiments on them, and it sounds horrible, but we did. And we determined that with this source turned on, every evening they were just terrified of things that were wandering around the house. We shut down the source, and they were perfectly fine. So there was something that was taking their well into their 90s brains and causing some problems.
What was this source?
The source was a very, very badly constructed CPAP machine. And we discovered that in order to get around the Underwriter Laboratories certification on part of it, they only switched the low voltage side. So it was always on. Even when they turned it off, the high voltage side stayed on. And you could take an EMF meter at the other side of the house and it would spike because of the field it was throwing off. And I said, you know, just on a whim, let's try this. So I asked them, we're going to run an experiment. I said, the first night, and, you know, admittedly, this was to older women, so I put a little power strip on the CPAP machine, and I said, the first night, I want you to just do like you normally would, leave this on, and kind of set up the conditions like it was when they were having these experiences. I said, and regardless of what happens, don't worry about it, but report back to me. I said, the second night, what I want you to do is turn off the power strip that's going to the CPAP machine. And I looked at the one and I said, but don't kill your sister, you know, if she's having breathing problems.
Right. These are machines that help to give a positive air pressure for people with something like sleep apnea, for example, to exactly. help them breathe. They typically wear a little mask or a nose piece exactly. that has air coming out of it that it keeps them from stopping breathing.
Right. So what we ended up doing was, like I say, we put a power strip on it, which would make it easier for these two women to shut off. And I said, the second night, everything's the same, just turn that off. We went back a couple days later and ready for the reports. And they said that the first night was one of the worst nights that they'd ever had. It was just horrifying. All the things that were wandering around the house and the sounds, you know, just all these things going on. I said, how was the second night? They said, we haven't slept that well in months. Well, I asked them, I said, how long have you been having these experiences? And it had been just a few months. And I said, how long have you had this device? And they said, well, about the same amount of time. And I said, okay, what I want you to do is call up your insurance company tomorrow morning and tell them that this device is way too loud and it's keeping you up at night and you need a different model. And she says, well, why don't I tell them that it's, you know, cause? I said, we don't need to tell your insurance company and your doctor that it's making this ghost. Because both yeah. of us will be in the office at that point.
Uh-huh.
But they did, and it went away.
That's got to make you feel really good when you can help someone like that.
Well, and that's the thing. We've had a lot of cases where we've been able to help people understand even what they're misperceiving. We had one case, I don't know if I've told you about it before, that we referred to as the toilet ghost. Because when they first contacted us, they were absolutely freaked out because in the middle of the night, their toilet would flush.
Oh, no, this one is new. I do remember another one, I think. Now, here we go with the brain memory test. I'm pretty sure it was another EM case where someone was really in close proximity to, I think it was a cell tower.
Yeah, that was us. That was a different case.
Yeah, okay. But the mystery toilet one, this is brand new, so let's hear that.
Well, and this one's full of all sorts of absolutely fun ones, so it's a great story. So when they said that they had a toilet flushing in the middle of the night, I said, do you have any food coloring? She says, yeah. I said, I want you to grab the food coloring and go over to your toilet, and I want you to put a few drops of that food coloring in the tank and call me back in about 20 minutes. Don't flush it. So she calls me back, and I said, look in the bowl. What do you see? And she's like, a big swirl. I said, you have a leaky seal in the toilet. And as it's slowly draining off the water, eventually it gets to a low level, flushes, and then refills. That's not a ghost.
Uh-huh.
However, she said, we have all sorts of other things going on. And that's what got my interest.
Okay.
They had the sounds of footsteps running up and down the main hall. They had a lamp that the shade in the evening when they were all watching TV would occasionally tilt by itself. They had a little girl that was really just freaked out about the house in general. One of the daughters said that whenever she took their dog out, which was a small dog, for a walk, to do its little restroom break in the middle of the night, she always felt that there was something following her. And also, in the parents' bedroom, they said that they heard voices coming from their private bathroom in the middle of the night. This was just some of the things that were going on in there. No other, and this is one of the important things, no other paranormal team had gone in there, which meant they hadn't been able to, embed an opinion of something else might be happening, because we've had that happen where we've come up with an explanation, but every other paranormal team in the world had been in there and told them that there were demons, and once you've done that, you can't do that.
Right, yeah.
So we started looking at the house, and there were a few things. I got the family together in the living room where they were having this lamp shift, and I said, okay, just watch TV and go about your regular thing. And first of all, they immediately turned on a paranormal reality TV show.
It's because they explain everything.
Well, and I found out a lot of people that call us, they thrive on watching these. So I said, first of all, I never want you to watch these again.
Let's do our break right there. Never want to see this again, but you want to hear this first. More to come with Gene Randall. Brian, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Brian Bonner, you never want to see this again, right?
Exactly. You know, they're watching these paranormal shows, and I'm like, these are only adding to your psychological problems. So stop watching paranormal television. But as we were talking and, you know, just kind of doing our thing, this lampshade tilts. So I walked over and readjusted it. And I'd been kind of observing what people were doing in the house. And one of them had gotten up and walked to the other side of the room to get something. I don't remember exactly what it was. And I realized that this is a wood floor. So I had them retrace their steps, and right when they hit one specific spot on the floor, it was enough that on the other side of the room, that floorboard moved. It was enough of a vibration, it tilted the stupid lampshade.
Uh-huh.
So, that's one of them, but we've got to keep looking at these. So, we went into the parents' bedroom. I actually sat in the bathroom. I have spent more time sitting in bathrooms listening for ghosts in my life. If it's a commercial establishment, it's always the women's restroom that's haunted. Oh, don't know why.
You get women's washroom privileges. Very interesting.
I have many a time. I always tell people, if you know we're there, check for cameras before
you. And you can take a camera. Right. Exactly. Okay. So anyway, I'm not sure where we're going with that, but please continue.
So I sat on the bathroom floor for quite a while, and they had water heat. So there was this big radiator in the bathroom, because it was kind of at the farthest end of the building when it came to the heat. And there was a relief valve that whenever the water would heat and go through the system, the relief valve would let off a little tiny bit of steam. And it sounded just like a conversation at a distance. It sounded like people talking. And we've had a few cases of that. We actually had one that there was a rumor of people singing at the location. And they had a big industrial radiator. It was making enough sound that it sounded like a group of people singing. So, okay, we've got an answer for that one. Later on, we heard these what sounded like footsteps running down the hall. And it did. It sounded just like footsteps. Well, we went into the crawl space under the house, and like I said, they had water, steam heat. And the main feed and return off of their heater was sitting on top of the floor joists, not connected to anything. It was just resting on the wood. So whenever there was a pressure change, you know, imagine a rope. If you shake it at one end, how you get that waveform.
Right,
it was kind of doing the same thing where it would thump sequentially down the hallway. It sounded just like footsteps. There'd just be this thump, 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 thump.
Chuck, another one off the list. Okay.
Right.
So now are they now getting ready to fire you because they, you know, they're turning out to be everything normal, or are they kind of like, huh, oh, okay, great, you know?
Because they hadn't been tainted by listening to another paranormal team coming in telling them that they had ghosts, they were very perceptive. Now, the last one was the daughter saying that she felt that there was something following her around outside of the house. Well, if you've ever done any kind of paranormal investigation, you know it's really boring most of the time. So we decided to take a break, and two of us went outside, just kind of walk around, stretch out. And it was in a rural enough area that there was no man-made lighting. It was just pitch dark outside. You know, wonderful star view, basically. But we made it to the end of the driveway, and when we stopped, I heard something growling. And then from the other side of the driveway, I heard growling.
Oh, that could be unnerving in pitch black.
Well, it's in an area that's very overrun with coyotes. So they were there, and they were surrounding us. Thankfully, having grown up around that sort of a thing, basically you just have to assert your dominance and yell at them, and they'll run. And then you do the same thing and get back into the house. So I had to go explain to this little girl that she needed to stop taking her little, basically, bite-sized dog out on walks after dark because there was something following her.
Yes.
I mean, there absolutely was, but it just wanted to eat the dog. It wasn't a ghost.
Nasty.
And in talking to these people, there were a few more things going on that, you know, we explained the same way, but after all was said and done, this family was absolutely grateful for having us come in and just explain it. They're like, thank you so much, because we thought we had ghosts. And it's so nice to be able to go in. And the one thing that I think affects people who believe that they're having a paranormal experience more than anything else is the self, or is the sense of loss of control of their own lives. The one thing that humans really rely on is being able to control your surroundings, being able to control what's happening, which currently is why a lot of people are having problems, because they feel out of control. And when something is happening inside of your own home that you don't understand, it's devastating, especially when they have children, because they can't save their children. They can't help their children with what's going on, because it's as foreign to them as it is to the kids. So by being able to go in and say, okay, this is, you know, the likely explanation of what's going on, you give them that control back, and they love it. The problem that you run into is a lot of people who have believed that they have some type of paranormal event going on kind of have a, quote, pet ghost at some point. It's become their friend. Sometimes, and we've discovered this, it's become their only friend. And you cannot go in and tell somebody who believes that they have their friendly ghost at their house that it's a noisy pipe.
Well, you see here, we need Casper, the friendly ghost here. But also, isn't having a ghost kind of a badge of honor? Not having had a ghost. And one hopes that the place in which I live, which is a 20 or 30-year-old apartment complex, will not have any ghosts here. I really don't want any. It is something you could use for your boasting rights. Hey, I got a ghost here. Look at this.
Well, it depends on the perspective. You know, that's one of the things that when we first got into this whole paranormal thing, a ghost at your business was a bad thing. If you had ghost stories, you had customers that wouldn't come in. Now, if you have a bed and breakfast that isn't haunted, you're not getting any business. So things have completely turned around. And it really depends on the mindset of the people who are having the experiences. You know, if you have people that are just, you know, not threatened by it, they do. They take on that. It's okay, just, you know, but tell me I have a ghost to confirm it. But then you have other people, you know, we've encountered a lot of people from various religions who were very, very, you know, strict in their beliefs. So anything that was in the house had to be malevolent because there's no such thing as a good ghost. It's only a demon. And that's a hard mindset to deal with if you're trying to go in and critically analyze things. And over the years, the problem that I'm seeing is because of the prevalence of the interest in paranormal, people are using the devil made me do it syndrome, where if there's any kind of family issues, anything ranging from, you know, mild arguing to downright spousal or child abuse, they use it as an excuse to do whatever it is they're doing. And that's one reason we've become so selective in cases that we'll take, is because of that increase in that type of case. We've had so many different ones where, you know, it's like you go into the house, there's holes punched in the walls, there's somebody wearing a cast, and it's like, what happened? Well, I was possessed the other night and punched my wife. It's like,
this,
no.
This, by the way, almost sounds like an episode of Law & Order SVU that we're talking about here, and maybe they're going to steal this as a plot, so Dick Wolf needs to send us a check. He's the producer of the show, in case you wondered. Brian Bonner, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.